This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Rosh Hashanah marks the start of a new year, a time of humble prayer, joyful celebration, and hope for a new beginning.
We know there is more that unites peoples of faith than divides us. So as Ramadan draws to a close, let us hold on to that spirit of community throughout the year.
Here you have a global organization that is spiritual and yet will bring together Muslims, Jews, Christians, and say, look, we all agree that there's some good big thing out there, but we're not going to put a label on it. Let's worship together.
In our culture, we have a three-headed monster, what I call the unholy trinity: pluralism, relativism, and universalism.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love issues, etc.
Well, I was reading recently this headline, and the lead from the New York Times, a story from London, Great Britain, assisted suicide clarified in Britain, and the lead goes this way: assisted suicide has been illegal in England for nearly 50 years. But, and this is a pretty big qualification, and as I read down the story, I realize that while I guess technically assisted suicide is still illegal in Great Britain, you may not be prosecuted for doing it in a whole number of circumstances. There are new guidelines for prosecutors, how they are supposed to look at and prosecute assisted suicide in Great Britain. We're going to talk about that for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. with Wesley Smith. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's Thursday afternoon, September the 24th. We'll begin talking with Wesley Smith about assisted suicide in the UK, and we'll conclude our series a little later in this hour on how modern scholars distort the Gospels. Dr. Craig Evans will be our guest. Today we'll talk about, what did Jesus do? Did he really suffer? Did he really die? Was he merely a teacher? Was he merely a Jewish rabbi, an itinerant preacher of, well, in his time, little consequence, but for some crazy reason, has a following numbering over 1 billion today? Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Wesley Smith is an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide. He's a senior fellow for the Discovery Institute, author of several books, including Forced Exit, Euthanasia Assisted Suicide, and The New Duty to Die. Wesley, welcome back.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm very well. Is or is not assisted suicide still illegal in Great Britain?
Yes and no. What happened, it's really a tragedy. A court, it's like the Supreme Court of England, ordered the public prosecutor, the head of the public prosecution department, to come up with guidelines as to when he would or when prosecutors would or would not prosecute assisted suicide due to a lawsuit filed by a woman named Debbie Purdy, who has multiple sclerosis and wants to go to Switzerland with her husband for an assisted suicide when she wants to die without worrying that he would be prosecuted. So this court said, yes, prosecutor, you have to tell people ahead of time the standards by which you will or will not prosecute. The prosecutor then decided to make that applicable to the entirety of England and Wales. And unfortunately, what he did was decriminalize assisted suicide. That's the effect, because prosecutors will not prosecute relatives and friends who assist the suicide of people with terminal illness, people with an incurable physical disability, or people with a degenerative physical condition, so long as their motive was compassion and not something like getting an inheritance. What that does is create open season on the vulnerable in the UK and basically creates a two-tiered system of moral worth for human lives. If you are dying, if you have a serious physical or mental disability, degenerative condition, your life is not worth protecting from assisted suicide prevention laws. If you are able-bodied and healthy, then they are. And that will start a cascade, as it has in the Netherlands, because that's how it started in the Netherlands, with a court-ordered decriminalization if you follow certain guidelines. To the point now in the Netherlands, after 30-some-odd years, 36 years, they're actually killing babies born with birth defects in their cribs. So they have opened the door to the vampire, if you will, to use another metaphor, and he's through the door now, and it's all downhill from here.
Okay. Is this a harbinger of things to come here? Is this a strategy, perhaps, that those who are in favor of assisted suicide, the so-called death with dignity crowd, may well employ in our country, or is it legally impossible? I know we have different systems of government.
I would have thought it was legally impossible then to require a prosecutor to publish a document to say when he will not enforce the law. I mean, think about that. The Supreme Court of England ordered the head prosecutor of the country to file a document advising people when he will not enforce the law. That's an astonishing slap on the rule of law, as well as the other issues I addressed. Could it happen here? Nothing is unthinkable anymore. In Montana, last year, a trial judge created a constitutional right to assisted suicide based on that state's right to privacy and based on that state's provision in its constitution that human dignity is important, that it will not be abridged. And then she decided in her decision that that meant one has a right to die with dignity. Die with dignity is just an advocacy slogan. So she turned an advocacy slogan into a constitutional right. Nothing is impossible with activist judges and in a country that no longer believes in enforcing principle and the rule of law, but is about the feelings of the moment and impulses.
So I guess in a nutshell, give us I hesitate to do this because it is so shocking to hear, but give us a list, the short list, if you will, at least in Great Britain, of those whom you can assist in suicide and expect no prosecution.
If a loved one or a family member, a good friend, has a terminal illness, has a serious physical disability, or has a degenerating physical condition with no possibility seen for recovery, and if they have repeatedly expressed a desire to die and either refused mental health care or that hasn't helped, and you decide to assist that person kill themselves, the guidelines say you should not be prosecuted because it is not in the public interest to do so.
We don't do this with anything else, Wesley. I mean, we don't say, all right, we will prosecute bank robbery unless you know someone at the bank, they agree to help you. You go in the back door. The bank president signs off on this. We don't do this. Crimes are crimes in and of themselves, apart from motive or circumstance.
Well, a prosecutor, and this is what the court said, and a prosecutor always has some discretion in an individual case. So, for example, if somebody commits a crime and let's just pick one out of the air. I'm starving, my family is starving, and I steal a loaf of bread. Perhaps a prosecutor looking at that scenario may decide, you know, it's really not in the public interest to prosecute Wesley because he's always been a law-abiding citizen. He is trying to work off and pay back the loaf of bread. I don't see any chance of his repeating the situation. They might say, Wesley, we're just not going to prosecute this case. And give you 6 months of public services kind of thing. But what would be wrong is for a prosecutor to say, you know, there are people who are hungry. So if your family is hungry and you believe that the best way to feed them is to go out and steal food, we will not prosecute those cases. Can you see the difference between those two scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, one is the discretion of the prosecutor given kind of the case by case, and the other one is categorical.
Exactly, and that's what's happened here, where the decision of the court led the public prosecutor to create categories of people whose lives will not be protected by assisted suicide laws. And that's very, very problematic. In fact, it's also cruel because it confirms in these people their worst thoughts about themselves. You know, maybe you are a burden. Maybe your life isn't worth living. The state says so. And how does the state say, you know what, we should not have suicide unless you're dying, unless you're physically disabled, and then your life may be not worth living. It's like saying don't smoke, but if you do, use a filter cigarette. That mixed message doesn't work.
Finally, with only about 30 seconds, where do you see this heading in Great Britain?
Well, they're already agitating for expanding that already loose definition. There is a great deal of advocacy in the UK for legalizing assisted suicide, even euthanasia. This just basically encourages them. It doesn't end it. Once you let them see, they don't have a limited agenda. It's a very expansive agenda. So advocacy now will be pushed forward and say, wait a minute, this shouldn't be a policy. This should be the law. And, you know, there's a lot of logic to that position.
Wesley Smith is an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide. He's a senior fellow for the Discovery Institute, and he's authored several books, including Forced Exit, Euthanasia, Assisted Suicide, and The New Duty to Die. Wesley, thank you for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd. Always good to be with you.
You're going to find a great link to a great blog post he's written on the issue of the new guidelines on assisted suicide in Great Britain under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. I strongly recommend you go there tonight, click on demand, and you'll find that blog post from our guest, Wesley Smith. When we come back, we've been doing a series on how modern Bible scholarship distorts the Gospels. We've talked about a number of things. We've talked about the nature of this scholarship, the agenda behind the scholarship. What we haven't talked about in any great detail yet in our series, and it's the way we're going to conclude this weekly series with Dr. Craig Evans, is what do the modern Bible scholars tell us Jesus actually did? I mean, why does he have more than a billion followers on the world today if he was nothing more than an itinerant Jewish rabbi? We'll be right back.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, etc.
When you hear the words new music for your congregation, do you automatically think of mindless praise music? Well, think again. Liturgy Solutions has new compositions for all seasons of the church year that are firmly grounded in the Reformation truths of Christ for us in word and sacrament. Check us out on the web at www.liturgysolutions.com. At Liturgy Solutions, we don't do worship, we're deep into liturgy. www.liturgysolutions.com.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues, etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues, etc.